What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the Lee and Haley Show Overtime Podcast. I'm Haley Harmon, joined by Lee Cruz. It is Cruz, correct? Not Cruz. Cruz-A. Yes. I hate that you and Penelope didn't make it.
Wasn't my fault.
Or you and Tom.
Again, not my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Today's episode brought to you by Frankandino's.
Ooh, one of your most frequented haunts.
When you think of Frankandino's, who do you think of?
Lee Cruz.
Yeah.
That's right.
I do hang out there a lot because I love it. Yes. I love the staff. I love the bar. But most importantly, I love the food. It would be perfect for Valentine's, except I think they're already booked out.
I was going to say, if for some reason an unlucky couple out there breaks up before the Valentine's dinner, you could swoop in and take that reservation.
So if I were you, I would go ahead and try to get reservations.
But Any other day.
And you can call them at 859-303-4007 for reservations. They're located at 271 West Short Street in downtown Lexington. It is lovely and beautiful. Mm-hmm. White tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever fine Italian dining, and probably, well, not probably, it is the best option for you.
And it is, in fact, Frank approved.
That's right. So Carlo had a relationship with
Carlo's the owner?
Yes, and Carlo had a relationship with Frank Sinatra, and that's why he has name, image, likeness, the old school way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Frank and Dino's a nod to Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin.
Yeah.
And it is official. So anyway.
And if they don't have live music there, you're going to hear Frank being played the entire time. And Dino and some of his friends.
Yeah. They've got a great main dining room, but they also have a private space in the back. If they don't have a private party booked, they will seat you back there. But otherwise, if you're looking for a small event venue, you can book that back room. But they also just have a gorgeous bar.
I was there the other night and they had a basketball team back there.
Playing a game?
No, they weren't playing a game. They were eating a fine meal.
They got a carb up. Yeah. Carbo load. Yeah. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I believe the coach was Italian, and that's all I can say about it.
Interesting.
Yes.
An Italian coach
basketball
in Lexington,
coach.
Kentucky.
Yes, enjoying that.
Interesting. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Brad Calipari?
Oh, you mean the Vandy coach?
Assistant coach?
It was funny. I was watching a game a couple of nights ago when Kentucky played Vandy, and I'm halfway paying attention, and he shakes hand with Jerry Stackhouse, and he shakes hand with the assistant. And then he grabs an assistant coach from Vandy and kisses him.
I know. I thought, God.
What the heck?
Ellen is there, John.
Cal just jumped out of the closet right here at handshake line.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, that's Brad.
It's Brad, his son, who's at Vanderbilt, which, I forgot until about halfway through the game, and they showed one of the shots during a timeout of the team, and I was like, well, there's Brad.
Yeah.
Love of Kentucky, former UK player, and still current son of John Calipari.
But anyway, make your reservations for Frankandino's. Go downtown. Have a lovely experience. You've eaten there many times. You know it.
Many a time. Love it.
It's our favorite.
Yes. Anytime I have friends or family from out of town, or like if friends of mine are like, hey, I'm coming to visit Lexington, where should I eat? Frankandino's is always top spot. That's, I recommend
I
people.
Always recommend.
And
that.
I've never had anyone say anything except not just like, oh, that was great, thanks. Glowing reviews. People that are like, that was unbelievable.
Always. And most of the time, if I'm out of an establishment, I'll have them. I kind of know what I want. You don't need. But every time I make sure I listen to the specials.
Oh, their specials are amazing.
They made some kind of one time. I think it was a couple of wonderful fillets on top of with a pasta sauce.
Okay.
But it was, what am I looking for? A tomato pasta.
You would make a horrible server if you had to remember specials.
Because I don't know how to do it.
Shown me is two fillets on top of some marinara.
Marinara.
Said.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Marinara, but it was then on top of like angel hair pasta.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. So good.
Yeah. For those of you watching the video podcast, I just tried to discreetly tell Nua that perfect. He's our photographer editor on the Lee and Haley Show, but he's basically our sound engineer for this, and my earpiece was a little loud.
Yeah.
So I was just going to turn it down, and then as I turned to look at him, I was like, oh, wait, you can see me on screen. If you're listening, haha, gotcha, you had no idea. But if you're watching on this video version, that's what I was doing.
You called attention to it.
Well, I just didn't know what they...
You'd be horrible at baseball.
I would be, because they don't let women play baseball, so they really would be shocked.
Why don't that's not true. There's a few baseball leagues that have women in it, or that women participate in baseball. Well, Little League, first of all.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, softball, baseball.
Yes.
Like, what MLB team has a woman on it?
Well, they don't.
That's rude.
Nor NFL. Although, the other day, I caught myself watching flag football with the girls down there in Orlando.
It's like the National High School.
High school?
Yeah.
It was?
Well, I don't know what you were watching, but at one of the recent NFL games during halftime, it was like the best high school girls flag football
team. This wasn't halftime.
From across the country.
This was Pro Bowl.
Oh, cool. I didn't watch any of the Pro Bowl. Okay.
Yeah, and they had...
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, they had girls out there just throwing it.
You better stop before you tell me they were catching it, too.
Yeah, they did.
Yikes. Anyway, thoughts on the Super Bowl? You excited?
You know, it's okay. Yeah, I...
What do you mean, yeah, it's okay? Well, I don't care who's in it. I'm excited about it every single year.
Now, everybody's going to think I'm some sort of bandwagon dude, but I'm really not. I adopted this year the 49ers.
Yes, you
now,
did.
Now, I'm a Bengals fan, first and foremost.
Sure.
But my buddy, who's also our attorney, Richard, is a San Francisco native. So I went out
a couple of times
this year for family things with him. And the last time I went out, I was at the airport, and I thought, I'm going to buy me a 49ers. And I was going to the game to watch Wandale Robinson play for the Giants. And I thought, well, I know a Kentucky guy. And but anyway, I went to Levi Stadium. I got to watch and feel the whole vibe of what 49ers are like, the fans and all of that. And I thought, yeah, I kind of like these guys. And I like Purdy's story. Lowest paid quarterback ever. Well, not ever, but in modern day. You know, to be a
no one ever thought he would be in this position.
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, he was the Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr.
He was Mr. Irrelevant,
right?
Like the last, like, okay, we'll take this guy too. But now look at him. I mean, love him, love his story. Yeah. I did see a tweet yesterday that said, "It has been killing me for 2 years who Brock Purdy looks like. It's Lee Harvey Oswald."
Oh wow,
I know.
A little bit.
I was like, oh, why is this so real right now?
I'm a patsy.
Oh, dear. Anyway, yeah, I'm excited for Brock. What a great story. Glad that he has reached where you are. You know, that speaks to never
where I am? Yes, me too. I'm glad he's reached.
Whatever I said. I'm glad for his story and the 49ers and Christian McCaffrey, who is hot, hot, hot. But how do you feel about the Chiefs? You're cheering against them.
You're cheering for the 49ers. I like Andy
Reid. I prefer
Reid.
That. I don't like when people just cheer against a team.
No, no. I got friends that will.
Yeah. But I like Andy Reid. I feel like I just want to hug him.
Yeah, he's huggable.
I want to touch his mustache just with my pointer finger, just once, and then I want to hug him.
Yeah. Well, anything else you do that with, his wife's going to get upset.
Just touch it with my finger.
I mean, just saying. You know, it's not that I hate Mahomes. I like Mahomes. I think he's
fun to watch.
He is fun to watch.
That kid gets out of the pocket. He gets out of tackles, gets out of would-be sacks.
And
it's
if anybody's got a chance at being the next Tom Brady, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. Even with the dad bod?
Yeah. But who, Patrick Mahomes?
Have you not seen this? Are you not on Twitter? Excuse me, X. I will never not call it Twitter. Okay. All the good stuff is still on Twitter.
Because of the flak vest?
No. After the game last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, before, that got them into the Super Bowl, he was in the locker room, like, giving a pep talk to the team, basically like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the NFL was obviously filming back there, and they released a clip of him with his jersey off, shirtless, pads, everything. So he's completely shirtless on top, like, talking to the team. Well, he has, at least, we don't know in real life, but in the video, maybe it was an angle, he has a bit of a dad bod pooch. And they tweet it out, and he responds, it's like, why did the NFL have to do me like that?
No.
I got kids, man. But, someone else, like a different fan from another team, was like, this makes me even more mad, seeing his body and wondering why no one from our team can tackle this man.
Yeah.
Because you expect all those NFL guys to be, and he looks very fit, except for the little bitty pooch. Again, could be just the picture. But he did not like that they did that. Took it in good fun, but still.
When we would play games with my grandfather.
Sure.
And we're...
Like canasta or...
No.
Tag.
Out in the yard. Yeah. Tag, dodgeball, football, whatever the game was, he would roughhouse us and nobody could bring him down. One time, he got me into the garage and wanted to box me. And I'm like, I'm not going to... And I'm 15.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, I'm not going to hit this old man. I had to run to my grandmother. Oh. He's going to beat the heck out of me. I was terrified of him.
Yeah, sure.
He was swinging.
Yeah. I never wrestled or fist fought my grandpa.
Now, he would not mess with my grandmother, I'll tell you that.
Did you play freeze tag growing up?
I love freeze
love
tag.
Love freeze tag. Why
Loved
is it,
it
so fun?
We should do that did with you, the staff.
We freeze tag. We should.
Noah Day will be a
tag
beast.
In all its iterations. I know. Well, Noah's just so lithe and lean. It's like you can't ever touch him. He's like a moving strand of spaghetti.
Yeah. He's like Kevin Durant.
Yeah. So there's tag, freeze tag, flashlight tag. Spotlight. Is it spotlight or flashlight tag? You play it at night and you tag each other by shining. So basically one person is it.
Yeah.
And everyone else goes and hides. And then if they're looking for you with the flashlight. And I don't think you can move. I can't remember. once you're hidden, you can't move anymore. And if they spotlight you with the flashlight,
you're frozen.
I think you're just out.
Oh, you're out.
I don't know. I remember playing that at my friend Stephanie's house when we were kids, and I hid in the middle of a field and no one found me.
And how did you start the game with a prison siren?
Yeah, we have one of those. That was nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. If you went to prison, what do you think it'd be for?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, probably.
Public indecency.
I've been close to that one.
Why? I was
public and I was indecent.
Oh.
I just wasn't. It was dark. Nobody was around.
So you just, dear, that's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's actually liberating.
This is a question that I love to ask as kind of an icebreaker, but also my family and I ask each other this periodically just to kind of update each other on our food likes. Let's do death row meal. Let's assume you're on death row for public indecency.
Okay.
You just kept doing it.
So I was arrested in Qatar.
Yes, I guess so. Now let's assume you're there for a violent crime. And okay. You're on death row.
So I wanted a backstory. I was obviously working for the CIA.
You were, yeah, sure.
And I got caught. And of course, they told me if you get caught, we're going to say we have no knowledge.
Oh, so you were caught in America and the CIA doesn't bill you
out. I thought I was on death row in Qatar.
No, you said Qatar.
Yes, because why would it be in death row for public indecency?
So your country that you serve, they're going to say they never knew you when you get arrested and put to death in another country?
Have you not seen a spy movie? This is the baseline of every spy movie.
I've seen Spy Kids.
Yeah. what do you think they say at the beginning of Mission Impossible? They destroy the message they send you. This will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Again, if you or your team are apprehended or caught, we have no knowledge
of
this.
Yeah, that was the first line I used when I met my therapist, is I will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
and she said, well, you want to go ahead and pay now? Anyway, so you're on death row in Qatar in your story.
Thank you.
For repeated public indecency.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm doing that for America?
I don't know. What did you do? They caught you spying.
I don't know. You keep changing the scenario. I agree to a scenario, and then you move it around to something else.
I guess.
Why do you do this?
I don't know. I guess I just thought my thing was simplistic, and then you brought up Qatar.
How was I going
Can
to death
Can you point
throw?
Out Qatar on a map?
Absolutely.
All right.
It's in the Gulf.
Just that one country there?
No.
I know. No. Okay. Death row meal. This is your last meal before you meet your maker.
Mm.
Okay?
Am I in Qatar?
You're in Qatar, if that's where you want to be. If you want to die in a Qatari prison.
I'm going to ask for ham.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yikes.
It'll take a while for him to get to me.
Yeah, but it'll be fresh.
He wants ham, sir.
He wants ham. Okay. You wake up in the morning. You're allowed to eat.
Let me enjoy that joke for a minute.
All right. Everybody at home enjoy
Thank
it, too.
You. Okay. All right.
Nua, are you enjoying it?
Oh, if I'm in the States...
Quit changing the scenario. We
then
agree on this.
I don't know. What would I want?
You get to have two. You obviously have water, but this is your final meal.
Water?
Don't say water as your last drink. You can get up to three drinks and then appetizer, main meal, and dessert. That's the way my family always does it. So what are the drinks that you're having sitting there?
Can I have some Limestone Farms bourbon?
Yes, you can.
Now, how are they doing it?
Is
it lethal injection? Because you know what they'll say? Oh, that may speed it up too quick. That may interact with the drugs. Oh. And we just want to kill you dead.
How would you
we
like
We don't want
to kill
you too quick.
What method would you like?
Well, I don't know, but I never understood why they give the alcohol swab when they put the injection in the guy. Like, what are you afraid he's going to die of an infection? What does that matter?
Well, they're not going to reuse the needle, hopefully. Yeah. What would you like, firing squad?
Yeah, because I feel like I could wiggle around.
Yeah, you could. It would give you one last jolt of excitement. Ooh.
Miss me.
The CIA's going to miss this.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your beverages? You can have whatever you want. Screw the side effects.
All right.
You're dead anyway.
You know, it depends. I could enjoy a salty margarita, an old-fashioned. Nice.
Okay.
You know.
Is there any non-alcoholic drink that you want to?
Like,
last thing you're going to taste. What was that?
I have issues. Sometimes I see things.
Well, he just made the most random. Was there a gnat?
I thought it was either a gnat or a spider that was hanging from a web.
It looks like you were referencing something like, you know.
Yes.
I loved it.
Did you ever see?
No, stay on task.
Okay, yeah.
What did I ever see?
No, never mind.
Go ahead. Did I ever see?
No, never mind. I don't know as far as I'm having is a diet Mountain Dew. Maybe I'd take one of those if it's a soft drink. If I'm not allowed to have
you
liquor.
You are allowed to have it. Right, I was just asking if you want. Okay, so a margarita and an old fashioned and a Diet Mountain Dew and a water.
Yes, all of that.
What's your appetizer?
I love cheese fries.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Well, you know what I got the other day? Was it the buffalo shrimp?
Yes. Fried shrimp?
Yes, I guess it was.
Yeah, fried buffalo
and it
shrimp.
Was wonderful.
So good. Did you have dipping sauce?
Yes, ranch.
Oh, ooh.
So I could take a ranch bath.
Okay. He wants ham and a ranch bath.
If I can find a way to put Gail Godot in a ranch bath.
Gal.
I call
her
Gail.
Her name is not Gail. Gail makes her sound like our Sunday school teacher.
she comes from Estill County.
There she is.
Everybody thought she was from Israel, but she's from Irvin. There's old Gail Godot.
There she is. Oh, hilarious. Okay, so you're having buffalo shrimp.
I could, yes.
Okay. Main meal. This is it. This is the big spread.
Yeah. Well, I love pizza. You know, I love...
Years ago, my death roll main dish was a large...
Death row.
What did I say?
Roll.
I'm going to roll out of there in style. My death row main meal was a large Domino's pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, I could see that. That'd be all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what you're doing?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
come on,
I love
a fillet.
You don't
want a big steak?
Yeah,
I could
do a fillet, yeah.
Or a big fat cheeseburger.
I'd love to have that thing at Frank and Dino's. That
steak on marinara, as you described it.
It was on top of a marinara angel hair pasta thing.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to Carlo about that.
Angel hair is real touchy for me. I think it's easy to overcook.
I like it better. Well, they don't do it there.
Well,
they don't do it there.
But I overcooked it myself once, and now I'm like scarred by it. Plus, I like a big, thick noodle.
Well, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
But it is thickness in the group
setting.
Shout
out Drake. What?
Really? Is that true?
Oh, my gosh. Get on Twitter, bro.
I don't have electricity
at
the place.
An NSFW video of Drake was leaked this week.
Really?
And
this week?
Yes, Lee. Everything that I've brought up today on Twitter.
Who leaked it?
I don't know. He probably did. And it is now not... it is not that I've looked for it, but... I was an hour or two late, and they'd already scrubbed it from the internet, and so you can't find it anywhere, because I looked.
I bet I could find it.
Where are you going to look? The weeklyworlddumdum.com?
I've got places. I was arrested in Qatar.
You're right. The Qatari internet.
Yeah.
Okay, so your main meal is maybe that. Oh, okay, we were talking about angel hair. I love a thicker... I like spaghetti, but
I love a parade.
I love a...
You know the song. Isn't it happy? Doesn't it make you happy when you, I love a parade?
Yes.
I don't care who you are. You go, well, daggone it, I do.
Yeah.
I do love a parade. I've never not been happy when a parade just happens. Or I walk into
it. When does a parade
it.
Just happen?
Well, you
happen?
Forget what the holiday is or something.
Oh,
or
you walk downtown
know,
and you're all of a sudden like, is this a July 4th parade?
Or you're at Disney and they start the parade.
Oh, no, that
like,
is
well,
nice.
Look at this.
Yeah, sure.
Makes everybody happy.
Thoughts on bucatini pasta.
What is that?
It's like a thicker spaghetti with a hole in the middle. It's like a little straw.
That. Yeah.
So good. I think that's my favorite pasta.
Bucatini.
Although this week I made a recipe with orecchiette pasta. It looks like a little sun hat. It's these little, it's like Velveeta shells and cheese, the shells, but a little different, and they're so good. Anyway, okay, what's your dessert after your Domino's pizza, steak, and marinara angel hair?
Yeah. I don't know.
This shouldn't have taken this long. I just want you to know.
Well, I didn't know we were doing this.
I know, Lee. I wasn't prepared for this.
I would have went home and...
and soul searched?
Yes.
What meal do I...
And wrote a list out of possibilities.
Before I roll up into the execution chamber indecent publicly.
Right. Yes.
What's a dessert that you want?
I do love a cheesecake.
Oh, flavored or just plain?
Plain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind strawberry drizzle.
Sure.
And that is my favorite rap artist.
Strawberry Drizzle.
Oh, that guy.
God. That guy.
You see that guy's noodle.
Oh, his bucatini. I'd love to see it. Eat your heart out, Dre.
Yeah, no, I love strawberry cheesecake, I guess.
Other two is so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on?
With me?
I guess. Or you want to talk? Let's see if anything juicy we can talk about behind the scenes on the show. We've got a lot of good Valentine's Day content coming up. Speaking of delicious food.
Chef Jeremy.
Chef Jeremy, our buddy Chef Jeremy. He is an amazing chef over at Azor in Lexington, but he also is, he's been a chef for 200 years, I think. And he taught us how to make a Valentine's meal. It's got gnocchi in it. It's got shrimp in it. That's all we're going to tell you. Okay, well, I'll tell you this. It's got heavy cream in it, so you know it's good. And you'll see that on the show leading up to Valentine's Day.
I think we did maybe one of our best pieces, though, that airs tomorrow. No, today. I'm sorry. It airs today.
Yes.
With the Sound Bath.
The Sound Healing Center of Lexington. Just opened 3 months ago, and the owner, she gave us a, kind of an abbreviated version of her normal one-hour sound bath classes.
For me, pound for pound, that's one of the best things we've done in a little bit.
The piece itself?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Nua, who...
Joke for joke, and, yeah, and the aesthetic, thanks to Nua. It looked wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny. I watched
our editor...
Mason see it for the first time, and he fell out of his chair. He's laughing.
Did you help him up?
No.
Poor thing, still in there.
I kicked him while he was down.
Why?
You think that's funny? I wasn't trying to be funny.
You shut up. You're laughing.
What, am I a clown to you?
I know. Mason, our editor, he, after we tape our show every day, he goes back and watches the whole thing, checks for any mistakes, edits anything, da-da-da-da. And it is a... It is like the biggest pat on the back when you can hear him laughing in a different room.
Yeah.
I'll just hear him giggling. And I'll sometimes be like, is someone coughing? Is someone all right? And then I'm like, oh, it's Mason. He loved it. He loved the show. Yeah, the sound bath was really cool, which if you don't know, it's like there's multiple versions of it, but the main one that you might see on like YouTube or things like that, if you're an ASMR fan, which I am, it's like these big ceramic bowls that she like taps or runs kind of like another ceramic stick around. And it makes this room filling noise that is honestly so soothing, but so unbelievably loud from a bowl. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And then you and I ruin it.
I know. But she was very gracious and lovely. Obviously, normally.
Mainly you ruin it, I think. I, of course, was there to learn and to be transcendent.
Is that why you made an adult film joke in the piece? Or
oh, I don't recall that.
Sure.
I don't think that happened.
It's funny because it's on film. Because we shoot on film.
Actually, we shoot on digital.
No, we shoot on film.
Oh, we
the
do.
Bill's coming your way. I'm so sorry. It's old Hollywood style. How excited are you for Taylor Swift's new album?
You know what? I loved her answer. Somebody asked her, you know, why do you do so many albums? She goes, because I love it.
She does.
She was a creative person. She likes to express herself
through
music. I think
she would explode if she wasn't able to create.
Yeah.
Like, she's so creative. Like, yeah. She just spews out content constantly. If it's not her music, it's the music videos that she writes and directs. Mm-hmm. You know, people are saying there's, you know, questions as to she might have written a novel. And she's just unbelievable. And the way she plans everything out. So I'm very excited. The name of the new album, The Tortured Poets Department, it's too long. I can't say it. I've just been referring to it as Tortured Poets, especially because she's performing in Tokyo this week and she referred to it as just Tortured Poets.
Just call it TBD.
TBD?
TPD.
TPD.
Yes, TPD.
My new album, TPD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condition when treated correctly.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited about it. You know what? April 19th is just simply going to be the worst day of Joe Alwyn's life, but he should have known better.
Poor Travis. What's going to happen when they break up? It's
going to
be a double
album. I've thought that. I'm like, oh gosh, they either got to go the long haul or he's going to have to be retired from the NFL by then and have bought like an island and stay off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the risk you take when you date A, someone as creative and famous as she is that has all eyes on her, but also if you date any creative person like that that has this kind of outlet. Most of us, we just whine about the person in private or to our friends or something like that. But these people that can then put out this work that everyone is going to interpret is about you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's two sides to every story. She may skew things a little more in her direction. It's her album. Do whatever you want. And she never directly calls someone out.
Imagine dating a comic.
That sounds awful.
It would be. Unless they're magnanimous and they don't go there. But I'm just saying. When I was dating girls that I was hurt by, I would use it as therapy.
You did?
Absolutely.
I've never heard you talk about this. Really? You would use it, you'd like make jokes and do it on stage?
And that's why I kind of knew what was happening with Chris Rock. When I would go, the jokes are really raw and they're kind of mean because you're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, you start to find the funny where anybody and everybody can laugh at it.
Yeah, where the pain part of it's gone.
So when I watched Chris Rock's latest special, you know, and everything was so well measured, his entire hour that he did until it got to the Jada part. And then it got really kind of mean. I didn't want to say it wasn't funny, but I was like, something is going on here that is we don't know about. Because why wouldn't he be targeting Will?
Yeah, Will's the one who...
Will's the guy who came
swinging. Yeah.
And then I think later we kind of found out, aha, there was a turndown.
Not a turndown service at a hotel.
No. I love a turndown service.
Yeah.
I love it. Like on a cruise ship, they do that too.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever experienced a turndown service. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Well, places I stay, they sometimes do it. So you get a, you wake up in the morning and your bed is going to be made right like at 11, whatever. Maybe you want to come back and have a nap. You come back.
That is the best.
To a freshly made bed.
I love that.
And then you go to dinner. Well, you come back. And the bed's made again.
How
and
do they
it's
know?
Turned down with a mint, a chocolate mint, or a towel animal.
Oh, I love a towel animal. Now that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That sounds great. What do you think of, you mentioned chocolate mint.
I don't eat those.
Okay, then why were you so excited about it? You just wanted chocolate.
Well, maybe I'm not alone.
You don't like mint. That's the thing.
Right. But
now you're not eating it because you're not alone? We don't have time for candy.
Maybe the person I'm with would enjoy it.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, but you don't like it anyway. So you're actually not like being chivalrous or kind. You're just like, get that out of here.
They don't know that. Here, have my mint. No, I want you to have it.
He gave me both mints.
Wait, oops, that's Ex-Lax.
And his, and his towel animal. Anyway, okay. Alrighty. As always, every week, you know that we take random questions from our staff and you at home if you want to send them to ideas@leeandhaley.com. Questions, comments, topics you want us to sound off on, send them our way. We're going to start on that right now.
Right.
Did we name this segment last week?
Did we?
I don't know if we did. We should come up with a name for it. That's another thing. Shoot a segment idea name for us for this section where we respond to random questions. Right now, we'll just call it Lee and Haley spouting off.
All right, here's a question for you. Worst date or best excuses you've used to leave a date early?
Ooh.
I know you've got one.
I do?
Yeah, you've told me. I don't want to get too specific because you'll get angry with me, but you've told me about this. You had to go to, a sister city, and then you started formulating excuses.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The more information I give you, the angrier you're going to get.
Oh, well then... I guess it worked so well. I tricked myself because I don't.
No, you told me this story.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think you had. I can't remember the excuse, but I know you used one. You went to Louisville.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. I know the date you're talking about, but I don't remember using an excuse. I was actually very proud of myself. It was a lovely guy I went on a date with, and we had a great time, but I just wasn't feeling it. There were no romantic vibes there, and he was very nice, and he seemed really into it, and I just thought, I'm not going to go on another date with him knowing that I'm not interested at all. Like, it was so less than no sparks. It was like skid marks on the roadway for me. It was like, there's no sparks. The truck's not even moving, okay? And so I was proud of myself the second date when he asked me out. I just straight up was like, I was very proud. I was just fully honest. I just said, I had such a great time, but I'm sorry, I just don't feel anything romantic with you. I'm so sorry. Thank
you know
you so
what?
Much.
And again, good for you because that guy's now free and clear to move on and do whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, no, literally, I saw him like.
That was very kind, actually.
I know.
People think that's cruel or rude, but it isn't.
What's cruel and rude is to ghost someone or keep going out with them when you know it's not going to go anywhere.
When you're near me, I feel nothing.
And I shouldn't have said that. No, I just said, I'm sorry, I just don't feel anything romantic with you. Think you're awesome, you know, whatever. I did see him, so I wouldn't say broke up. We just didn't go on a second date. I see him, no lie, 10 months later, he's married with a newborn baby.
Wow.
As soon as we didn't go on a second date, I like to think I was good luck Chuck for him.
Yeah.
I pushed him out and said, no, thank you. He met another girl. They formed a child and were married and had said baby 10 months later.
What I usually do is I pull up my pocket square and go, does this smell like chloroform?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. To get out of the date?
Yes. And they'll
and
go,
then you
can
knock...
you take me home?
Oh, sure.
Well, can we go
yeah,
to the
girls,
back?
Yeah, girls, victims
I'll,
have wised
I gotta
up.
I got to keep selling it. Yes, but can we go this way?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to go this back alley. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay, what's an excuse? Have you ever been mid-date and been like, this is just not... Or a bad date? The question was worst date or an excuse you made?
I've been mid-marriage.
You've been... And what was the excuse?
It was my fault. I'm sure that has happened to me.
Great. Share.
Well, I'm trying to think. You know, if they've said something that has irritated me, you know?
Oh.
They've seemed...
You got in a fight on a date, like a first date or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to recall. It's been a while, you know. But I'm trying to think if, you know, what was it someone has said to me that I know I've been like, okay.
Or, yeah, just instantly like, yeah.
Yeah, no, and it usually, and you don't want to ever discuss religion or politics. But
oh, yeah.
God help me, I love it.
I know you do.
So
you
if
love
I bring it.
It
up, you know, and you go.
You bring it up.
Maybe I don't. Maybe someone else does. And I can only take so much when they start maligning my core beliefs. Okay. Next thing you know, I'll go, okay, all right, here we go.
And then she tells you, I don't want to go on a second date.
Well, if that
if
works.
That happens.
But yeah, I don't want to be around somebody that I don't have core
beliefs. Yeah, those core beliefs. It's one
with.
Thing to hear differing points of view. It's another if they start criticizing what you believe totally. So just tell them you got to go to Louisville. You can't go out again. Yeah.
All right. Here's another question for us. Well, that's not for us. Will you ever consider getting a sports car for yourself? And what will your next car be? I wonder who sent us this.
Bridget's obsessed with motor vehicles. Bridget, yeah. No, I think the first question about the bad date was from Bridget, our executive producer on the show. If I had to guess, this would be from a little boy named Noah. Mm-hmm. Noah Hall. His questions are always auto related. He is a car enthusiast. Noah, did I ever tell you I had a Miata? I had a Miata years and years ago until I got rear-ended by a 17-year-old girl that was late for her shift to Burger King and shoved me into the car in front of us. And the old man driving the car in front of us got out and started cussing and yelling at me. So I started cussing and yelling at him. And I was like, take it up with her. And it got very dicey. And then he started apologizing. And I was like, get in your car. Shut your mouth.
Who said that?
I said that to him. He started screaming at me when I was like, do you think how could I have caused this accident? My car is the peanut butter and jelly between y'all's bread slices. So shut up.
Yeah.
And then he realized he was just mean.
I know what I'm glad you're not in a Miata anymore. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Those are too tiny.
It was tiny. It was so fun to drive, except when it was raining, I was like terrified. I only had it for a few years and then the wreck happened and I had to get it fixed and then I sold it and got a Jeep.
You have a lot of wrecks.
I don't have a lot of wrecks.
I can name two right now.
Oh my God, so many.
It's a Miata and then the other one you got T-boned. Are you T-boned somebody?
Yeah, both of these wrecks were not my fault. So are you just saying that me being out and alive is the risk?
I don't
risk?
Know if your head's on a swivel. It needs to be on a swivel.
Okay, that wreck. I was in my BMW sedan, which I adored. It was the best car.
You had that for a long time.
I had it for like 8 years. It was the first car I'd bought entirely myself. I was very blessed that my parents bought my first car, and then from there on out, they would help me give me a certain sum toward cars I needed after that. This is the first car I bought myself. But yeah, I was going down a highway and speed limit was 55, so I'm going at least 60. And a car, it was a two-way stop, which I think are the dumbest things in the entire world. And this person stopped and I guess just looked left and decided not to look right and pulled out directly in front of me as I'm going 60 miles an hour. I slam on the brakes, but there was nothing I could do. I T-boned
Caleb.
Him, threw him down the road. There was blood everywhere. It was crazy.
That happened to our photographer, Caleb.
Yeah.
But Noah, could that have been avoided in any way, shape, or form?
I plead the fifth.
He pleads the fifth. Because that case may still be pending.
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You've had just as many wrecks as I have.
No, I haven't. I've only had one. Well, okay. I had one early on at age 16 and a half.
You hit a school bus in an empty parking lot.
That's correct. Because the cheerleaders were performing. That is distracted driving, as I know.
Yeah.
But my brain wasn't ripe.
Yeah.
It's like his over there.
Yeah, I hit a
girl's
car.
He can't rent a car because he's too young.
In the parking lot at school once too.
Yeah,
I was running late and just thought I could turn into the parking spot and didn't. And then I thought this, you know, I thought for a second of like, can I lie and say it wasn't me? Maybe I'll just back out and pull in another spot. Well, I had a red car, and her car was white, and there was white paint all over the corner of my car, and I was like, gosh.
Yeah,
if it wasn't between my conscience and the paint, I got to go tell her. So I go into school and I'm like, hey, Caitlin. She was like, what's up? I was like, not a problem. I'm going to take care of it. I've got my dad calling my insurance. Everything's fine. I did hit your car in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. If I was
but you had that, then you got hit in a turn lane or something.
No, it was an intersection.
Oh,
I was the fourth car through. Yeah. First car, second car, third car.
Is that how it works?
Then I go.
Then you.
And I get hammered by someone who's not a citizen of the United States. And then he backed up, and I thought, he's going to get out. No. Then he hit me again. He backs up.
Oh, trying to push you
then,
out of the way.
Yeah, because I was blocking his way to get to the street.
Sure.
So he then now I'm spinning around, and I, if you can imagine such a thing, am vocal and yelling. Yeah, that's right. I'm yelling.
You're yelling curse
like,
words.
What the blankety blankety blank as I'm spinning around.
Yeah.
Like Keanu Reeves in the John Wick 4.
Oh.
If my door was off, I'd been shooting.
Yeah.
Pow, pow, pow. Anyway, and then there I sit, smoke, and he drives off.
Never.
And I can't open my door because it's all damaged. He hit me on my side. And but I wasn't nowhere near as angry at him as I was the redneck.
Yeah.
Who, after the light cycled through, now starts honking his horn at me as if I decided
to park in the middle of the intersection. There. Well, look at this open spot glass.
And I was, because I was in shock for a moment, but now as this guy's laying on his horn looking at me like I've just decided to park here, as you say.
Oh, that happened to me another time. I happened in a lot of wrecks. All not my fault, I will say. Anyway, same thing happened to me once, though. I got hit, and then a lady starts yelling at me. He's like, move your car. I was like,
I was so angry at that
at
guy.
I
promise you, I would have eaten him alive. I would have
pulled out a jar of barbecue sauce.
No,
squeezed
I would have done like a lion does a gazelle. I would have
haunches.
Yeah, I would have eaten his. No,
like
I'd have gone pretty much for the jugular. Just
just
tore into him.
What's the headline?
You know, you got a stream of cuss words that you want to. I was so angry, I couldn't even verbalize the curse words. I remember just going, as he drove by me honking his horn, and the seatbelt is choking me because I'm trying to get to him like a rabid dog.
Oh my
Please
gosh.
Stop your truck and let me eat your face. I was so angry.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to hit him, I just want to consume him.
Yeah.
Man, I was angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when I was working over at LAX18, once I was headed into work, and it was a snowy day, and I was sitting at a red light, and there was a big patch of ice in the intersection. I was sitting there, and I saw it, and I'm sitting there, and then a kid driving the other direction is coming through at a pretty good clip, and he hits the patch of ice and then just sails directly into the front of my car, hard. And I was just like, oh, you got to be freaking kidding me. I have made it 3 days. It was one of those times we had like 15 inches of snow. I was like, I have driven so well, and then Tyler in this little RAV4 hits me. And then, and then a lady in a truck starts yelling at us to get out of the way. And I was like, my engine fell out, ma'am. I simply cannot. And then Tyler's crying. It was a whole thing. The police had to drive me back to work. Got dropped off to work in a police car.
In the back? They put you in the back?
They put me in the trunk. No. He wanted it to be off the books.
Here's our last question.
Wait, we didn't even answer Nua's question.
Oh.
If you got a sports car, what would it be?
You know what? I've been eyeballing the Miata.
Now, I've got a gently used one. The crossbar's bent a bit.
If I could afford it. But they're the fastest car. They're fastest depreciating car.
Maserati?
Yes. But I love the way they sound.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't even know they had, like, finely tuned acoustics as far as the engine is concerned until I saw it on Top Gear. And how Jeremy and James and Richard were getting aroused by hearing it coming around the corner. Just get this low guttural.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And they were all just like, I gotta go, fella.
And I love the little insignia, you know, like
the
three pointed.
Sure.
You know, with the thing on the front, like a little devil or something. I just,
Yeah. I don't know what I'd get. I don't know enough about current. Like, what's flashing my brain is obviously like Lamborghini or Ferrari or something like that. Too flashy? You're going to get a Maserati convertible and then tell me.
I didn't say convertible.
Oh. Oh, I was envisioning convertible. He just said sports car. Never mind. Well, I'm getting the red Christy Brinkley.
Yes.
red Ferrari from vacation. That's to me the ultimate.
What about an Aston Martin?
Does Daniel Craig's James Bond come with it?
I don't know.
Okay. And then the other real question was, what's the next car? Like, he said, if you get a sports car, that. But then his second part of his question was, what car would you get? Like, what's your next car going to be?
I don't know. Something.
You had an SUV. Now you've got. Are you going to stick with gray? Your last two cars have been that kind of gunmetal gray.
It's because they never have what I want available. And I'm in the mood to buy it now. And that's what happens.
That's what they love at car dealers. If you want to buy
now. At some point, I get tired of what I'm driving. And I'm not near that yet. And when I do, I go, I got to get something else. And I start.
Yeah.
And then I go.
You long enough. You do. When you say I'm getting a car, you have it like that afternoon.
I got to get something.
Not me. I like to pine about it for 6 to 8 months.
Not me.
Well, I'm very sentimental. I hate to get rid of the car that I have. And then I'm always like, oh gosh, it's a big check I got to write. And it's, I don't know. What if they don't have what I want? But usually I luck out and find exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. My car, I just got a car a little over a year ago, so it's going to be a while. But if I got another car, I might get just a newer model of the exact same car.
Have you seen those Rivians?
Yes.
It's a gospel group. They're out of Oklahoma City.
Oh, my gosh. The high notes, the low tones.
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about. I think it's how you pronounce it.
I've been envisioning it, but I don't know exactly.
They've got the light bar that goes across. They make an SUV. It's the weird. It's electric.
Yes, it's all electric. Okay.
And then they make a sedan, too. They look interesting to me, but I don't know that I want one. I don't want to deal with all the plugging it in.
What if they only have a gunmetal gray one?
Well, I guess that's what I'd get.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, from Caleb. We didn't do his question last week, and he was disappointed.
Oh, Caleb.
If you could remake any movie, what movie would it be? Now, I've always said when they dip into the TV shows and they make them into movies like they've done with The Brady Bunch or I Spy or 21 Jump Street, the one show they should have done, and I used to say this on the old podcast. What was that? Yeah.
I don't know.
On the old podcast.
But I love it. I love that show.
Is the greatest American hero.
Yeah.
I know you don't know it.
I want to know it.
But it was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it amused me as a little boy.
Yeah.
Think of a superhero who doesn't know how to operate his superpowers.
Yeah.
It was funny. And then a curmudgeon FBI agent who's always trying to help him and tell him, get up there, kid, you'll be all right. He goes, no, it hurts to fly to a building.
I think anytime a movie has been heartbreaking that really made me genuinely sad, I would want to be remade. Like, my heart was...
What?
Where something good happens.
Oh, you want a different ending.
I want a different ending or just a detail of the film to go a little different. Like in Pearl Harbor. I mean, the whole thing, I guess.
What, the Japanese are thwarted before they get there?
Wait, let me explain.
Well, you're going to love Quentin Tarantino because that's kind of what he does.
Wait, let me explain. Obviously, I would like the film to be, I would like Pearl Harbor to have never happened, but I don't think I have that luxury because that part of the film is true. The storyline with Kate Beckinsale, Ben Affleck, and Josh Hartnett.
He makes it home.
I want her and Ben Affleck to be together and Josh Hartnett not die. Because she's with Ben Affleck, then he's a POW, they think he's dead, so then she's with Josh Hartnett. Well, then Ben Affleck comes back, and she's already with him.
Yeah.
Well, then Josh Hartnett gets killed, and she and Ben are together.
Right.
I would just like she and Ben to have never been apart, and then also Josh, his best buddy, maybe he has a different love, and he never dies.
Oh, I want to tell you what will happen. Josh Hartnett comes back from battle, and he's got PTSD, and he ends up shooting Ben Affleck because he stole his girl.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it's going to happen.
Not in this film.
What kind of stupid story are you building there?
I don't know.
You just stole the love of my life, and I'm okay with it?
I don't want you to... No, no one's going to steal anybody's love of their wife.
They did.
They didn't.
Because they thought he was dead. It's the same thing with Castaway.
I'll remake Castaway for you. Yes.
He comes back, sees that dude, shoots him in the head. Now, what do you think of that, Helen Hunt?
No, she's never with anyone. She never gave up hope. Helen Hunt never gives up hope. Well, and it always gave me great joy at the end of that movie.
That's a crazy story for a woman.
That she never gave up hope?
Uh-huh.
I loved that movie ended in Tennessee because she was a Tennessee Titans fan and all that. But anyway.
What's his face? But we don't know. It was sort of hopeful because he ended up with the angel wing girl.
Yes.
She's in the CSI thing. The redhead. Margaret. You know who I'm talking about. Who's that girl? CSI girl. I think she's a CSI girl.
I don't know. I don't remember who played that character.
The redhead lady.
It doesn't help me.
Oh,
Noah, look it up. Who's the angel box girl from Castaway?
There's only like two women in it. You should be able to find that pretty quickly.
Okay.
What other movie would you like to be made?
John Wick 1, I Need That Puppy to Live.
No, that's the entire sets all the impetus.
Can't they just like shatter all his good china or something?
And that's puppy. That justifies killing all these guys?
He shattered my china.
Yeah.
I don't know. I fell in love with that puppy.
And my grandmother, it kind of felt like John Wick 1 when we break one of her dishes. Because Aaron and I would play, my brother, we'd play football in the house. And
what's a childhood memory you wish you could rewrite?
Rewrite.
Don't say the divorce. Yeah. Because I know you
where mother stayed. Yes, that'd be good.
Yeah. If my sister could had this question, she would say that time mom and dad left us to babysit and we played too rough with our little brother and he ended up getting carpet burns all over his knees and back because we were like dragging him all around. And when I say we, I mean her.
Yeah.
She played rough, not me. Nua?
I got a cast list.
Yeah, well,
okay.
That would help.
Hit us with it.
What's the cast list?
You got Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
We know that.
Laurie White? Laurie? Girl.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not Laurie White.
Becca Davis?
Who?
I don't know. Names are hard for me.
Okay.
English is... Okay. Oh, good. Oh, good. He sent me a screenshot. Okay.
Yeah, well, here it goes. It's
he didn't send it to you.
Why didn't he just look at the... I apologize, everybody. This is like talking to my dad.
Lee, I think it might be Laurie White.
I don't think it is. What are you on the IMDb? I thought it was Marge, something like that.
Okay, I want to circle back real quick before we end. Nua also sent me another screenshot. He said, my friend just sent me this with no context, and it's an article about Twitter that says X, or Twitter, hits number one in App Store as leaked Drake nude video goes viral. People are desperately trying to find it now that it's been taken down. Not out of just like wanting to, it's just like curious. You want to be a part of the excitement. Everyone's seen it and talking about it. It's like, well, I got to see it so I can talk about it. You have no. You're not listening at all, are you? You're trying to look her up.
I don't care about seeing Drake's naughty bits. That doesn't do anything for me.
Well, good for you.
I can't find her. Well, I may have had that wrong.
I think you did.
We'll find out maybe next time.
Well, her ship has sailed because he's still with Helen Hunt in our rewritten version of Castaway. How about this? In Castaway, the plane never crashes. It's just called A Safe Work Trip is the film. And it's just a day in the life with Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Which would be fascinating. I'd love to hang out with Tom Hanks.
When Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson got COVID is when America was like.
Not Tom.
COVID is real and frightening. All right, everybody. This is our latest episode of the Lee and Haley Overtime Podcast. We hope you had fun. We appreciate you tuning in wherever you get your podcasts. But also, if you're watching the video version or if you didn't know it existed, check it out on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. Drop a comment below there. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you get podcasts. And then follow the Lee and Haley Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube as well.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our new sponsors.
Frank and Dino's
in downtown Lexington.
You
so
can
good.
Check, see if they have any reservations for Valentine's night. They may not, but you can book yourself around it. And so what? You get, I would prefer a night.
Brunch, lunch,
after.
Dinner, anytime.
You could do all of that.
You could do all that. Stop in for a cocktail, mocktail, whatever you're feeling. Okay.
All right.
Cheers to you.
You too.
Castaway.
Wilson.
A safe work trip.